This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
If we locked in, ain't no switching up. Brody came home.
Welcome back to the final hour of the Tobin and Leroy Show. A Tobin-less week really has been an excellent time bothering everyone all week with my shenanigans. We interrogated my family over whether or not my Twister story was true. We played games galore. Had the gang in on Tuesday. Had some delicious Chick-fil-A. It's been a solid week here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, and it continues for a little less than one more hour. Let's go ahead and get to some headlines. These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Let's start with what we've been monitoring since the very beginning, the Open Championship. This golf leaderboard update is brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Get there. Leroy, what do we got?
All right. Hold on. Where are we? Let me go to the website.
I'm interested to see if Dono Scotty Scheffler bet will cash in. I know he was somewhere in the top three or four, but I think old buddy from Ireland that we had seen this morning is probably going to walk away with this thing.
Shane Lowry is still in the lead.
Yeah, what is he still, seven under?
Seven under. He's done for the day. These are the guys that are done for the day.
Oh, I see.
So Shane Lowry,
Joe Rose
is done for the day. Justin Rose.
Oh.
Joe Rose. Brown, Daniel Brown is at five under along with Justin Rose. Then you go all the way to two unders. There's three two unders. Billy Horschel, Burmeister, Scotty Scheffler at two under. They're all done. And then there's four at one under, which, and that is Corey Connors, Jason Day, Xander Schauffele, and Patrick Cantlay. Then is Carnage. Right, you got some evens, some plus ones, some plus threes, some plus fours, fives. The plus six is going to make the cut. Let's see here.
Plus six is going to make the cut?
Yes.
No way.
Which, that creates some problems because Bryson DeChambeau is at seven over.
Ooh.
Man. He's got almost nine holes to play. Who else? That's really about it. So,
Tiger? How Tiger do?
Tiger?
Yeah.
Is
trunk slamming it?
Oh, yeah. He's trunk slamming it. He is, let's see where he
is. I don't even see his name, bro.
He is plus 14.
Plus 14?
Yeah. Rory McIlroy was plus 13.
Tiger Woods is plus 14. John Daly.
He's with the group. There.
Yeah.
Rory is plus 13. Cameron Smith, Sahith Theegala, plus 12, plus double digits, plus double digits. Let me see if there's any other. Oh, my guy. Ludwig Åberg.
Ludwig.
He's trunk slamming.
Ah.
Let's see.
Trunk slamming indeed.
That's really about it. Victor Hovland, he had been doing some damage. He's through 10. He's got a chance of making it. Batia, Trunk Slam.
Overall, it seems like Lowry's poised to win this thing.
Huh?
Overall, yeah. It seems like Lowry's poised to win this thing.
Again, what makes it tough is, like, the weather is terrible right now.
Yeah.
It's extremely windy, and all the guys that thought, oh, I can shoot one or two under and win or and make the cut is crazy because now the wind's blowing sideways and they're hanging on for dear life. So that is the problem with these tournaments. So who's to say Lowry doesn't come and he'll tee off about the same time that these guys we're watching right now teed off.
Yeah.
Which is in the evening. And who's to say he doesn't get some of this weather where it was rainy and the wind's blowing sideways and you can't keep, you know, the ball straight. Who's to say he doesn't hit some of that patch of bad weather and shoot five or six over and that brings everybody into the field. So it's a crapshoot with the weather. You don't really know what role the weather's going to play. And you never know when it's going to come up. So it's just a luck of the draw.
Keep an eye out. That will continue until Sunday, right?
Yep. Early.
Nice. I got something here that I want to run by Heat fans. I want to make sure I put this on your radar because we need to do better as a community. We heard Jimmy Butler call out Heat fans in his interview with, I think it was Camila Cabello, right? That wasn't like just a random publication. I think it was her necessarily, but essentially.
Yeah, when they were playing horse.
Yes, he chastised Heat fans for not showing up early. Now, another NBA superstar has come into the spotlight, kind of mirroring more or less what was said by Jimmy Butler there. You guys familiar with Chet Holmgren?
Oh, Windsock.
Yes, Windsock indeed. A very skinny Oklahoma City. He recently joked, Holmgren joked, that the Miami Heat Arena was one of his favorites to play in because it's very empty when the game starts. Chet Holmgren says that Miami Heat fans' arena atmosphere is one that makes them feel comfortable to start the games because it's just empty. Now we're getting called out by Oklahoma City.
Oh, wait. Question.
Yeah.
Is it calling somebody out if it's true?
Yeah, it is calling someone out if it's true, all right. Leroy.
Yeah, what can you say about it?
You're still going out of your way to say something.
Mind your business, Chet. That's what I say.
Chet.
Mind your business. Which, by the way, is that not the most intangible name you can possibly get?
Chet.
Sounds
like Chet. He sounds like he's on Gilligan's Island with Lovey. We left our son Chet behind.
Okay.
He also mentioned Minnesota and Golden State as two arenas that he likes playing. He said, in no order, I like Miami because it's just like empty. He says it's a drunk environment, really. As the away team, you just got to build that lead in the first three quarters, and then it just stays quiet through the fourth. But I like Miami. I like Golden State, and I like playing at home in Minnesota. So essentially, he's saying as long as you get rid of them in the first quarter or two, you put that foot on their neck, there's no chance the crowd is going to bring them back. We've seen teams who are down by 20, and the crowd is ruckus. But apparently, Chet isn't scared of the Miami Heat arena. So, Heat fans, please take that as a challenge. Please show this.
You think these people care about that?
They got to care about something. Their own players calling them out. The opposing team is calling them out.
But it's not calling them out. They have calling them out, Leroy. They have that right.
He's being petty. He's being a little petty.
He didn't have to say the things that he said. Like, if I've noticed that you're a game.
Let's be honest here.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Did anything any of those guys say, was it untrue?
No, doesn't matter though.
Okay, but it does matter.
No, because see,
it does matter.
If I got something,
wait, untrue. During the fourth quarter, I'm pretty sure we do be getting that sometime.
Bet most pass. Of the time.
Okay.
Line number one.
Ah. But I'm saying the beginning of games. That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. But I mean, if you beat the team bad enough,
you can't hear
traffic hours or something.
Right. All right.
Leroy, okay. if Big Spoon,
just look at where we're located.
If Big Spoon puts something on and says, "Does this make me look fat?" And you notice maybe she has gained some pounds, are you gonna say it? Are you gonna call her out, even if it's true?
I'm gonna say, "No, sunshine, your face does."
Jeez, Leroy.
Wow. You know what?
Okay, Leroy. Calling her. Okay. You know what, Leroy? That's a minus one, dude.
Minus one for Sash.
I'm kidding. And if you ask her, no. Wait, here's the funny thing.
Yeah.
So, years ago, I was best man at a wedding that was on the beach on April 1st. Right? And we got there, supposed to start at 1. She didn't show up until 2.
Oh.
On the hot sun on the beach.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
So everybody was mad. Right? She was already, like, the world was about her. So, but, and I've already told her, I told my buddy, listen, you're going to be my boy regardless. But your wife, she's, you know.
You're she's dead to me.
Right? I say, I ain't got nothing to do with that. So even while he was getting married and they were going through the notes, I could throw this ring in the ocean and we could act like it never happened. Okay. He's like, come on, man. So this is like everybody. So the first year, their first year anniversary, they wanted to have a little get together at a restaurant.
Yeah.
We go to the restaurant, 7:00. She shows up at 7:45.
Ah.
Right? And she had this little tight red number on. Mm. And she's, you know, came in and said, oh, I had to get ready. Does this dress make me look fat? And I said, no, your face does. So if you ask my wife about that, she'll laugh because she'll know where it
she'll get the reference.
Right.
Oh.
And so, yeah. And by the way, they ain't married no more.
Nah.
They was married for like a year.
Shocker.
So, I mean, like, with that explanation, yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. She like, yeah. Mm. I mean, like, so no. But if my wife asked me, does this dress make me look fat? I would say what every other man would say that want to still be with that wife.
Correct. See, and that is why
you're looking lovely.
Sometimes just because it may be true, it doesn't mean you got to say it.
Yeah, but I ain't married to Heat fans.
I'm married to the Heat Nation. Leroy, as a Heat fan, I'm married to the Heat.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
That better be your side chick, because I know one female that would have a problem with all this you talking right now.
Old Potty Mouth McGee.
Oh yeah. She still has no. Still. I don't think she just went on like.
Nope.
I didn't even realize.
She did not realize that she did that.
What do you think? Right. This is like a podcast? Like, what was going on here? It was very, very strange. Right.
But that's when my mother-in-law right still asked me, "Are you doing the pod from home today?"
Hmm.
The pod.
Oh.
She goes, the pod.
Come on, Mima.
I'm like, cute though. She knows.
We like, yeah.
One story we didn't necessarily cover too much. Russell Westbrook traded.
Oh yeah,
traded to the Jazz.
Traded for the Jazz. He's going to get a buyout, and he's going to go with the
Nuggets.
The Nuggets.
Yes, right. Indeed. Westbrook to join the Nuggets after Clippers Jazz trade. That's good because had he gone to the Jazz, I was like, all right, you know, I mean, this is obviously the end of his career, but it just sucks to see an MVP fade off into the distance versus
the thing I hate about how Russell Westbrook was treated.
Yeah.
That dude ain't never did. He played basketball a certain way.
Yep.
He gave you everything he had. And for some reason, mysteriously, it got to the point where people didn't. It was great, you know, triple doubles and all this. And then all of a sudden, it was like the worst basketball ever played. But
yeah,
he just being
sure
who he was, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm not mad at him for like the intensity in which he plays. It's just that everybody got into a mode where you had to be efficient.
Yeah.
And his basketball was not efficient.
And, you know, last year he kind of took a step back. You know, we're used to him seeing, even though he's lost a step, forcing it offensively. Last year he averaged career lows of 4.5 assists and only 22.5 minutes. But I feel like he played some of the best defense he had ever played. He ranked fourth in field goal percentage allowed. And for the most part, I think was like a fan favorite every time you checked in. But
that's what being a pro is that you start realizing you ain't that guy.
Yeah.
And you find
some people never realize that, man. Melo never really realized that.
Right. Some people never make that adjustment to their game in any sport.
Yeah.
Right. When you lose a step or two on the football field, you got to be more technical. You got to be more aware of defenses or offenses or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. When we come back, two more games left to fill our time slots. One of them is our favorite Friday game, You're Dead to Me.
You're Dead to Me.
That's how we'll end things today. But before we do, we got round two of the game, Sweeping the Nation. More Family Feud when we come back. Will Leroy pull off a victory? Find out next on the Tobin Leroy Show. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Family Feud music in the background, which means it is time to separate the losers from the winners. Right now, JFig has a resounding 260-point lead. But as you know, in Family Feud, after a certain while, these points are triple. So, I'm going to give you guys the question. Leroy, please remember to ring in this time. Please, we need you to buzz in order to be selected.
All right.
Are you guys ready for the question?
Ready.
What is a popular pizza topping? Figgy, right out of the gate.
I raised my hand.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. That's just what the judges saw.
Can I say that?
Yes.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni. Show me the pepperoni. Number one answer, JFig. Would you like to pass or play?
Why would I pass? No.
She does not pass. She is on her Kobe Bryant stuff. All right, three answers remaining. What is a popular pizza topping, Figgy?
Hawaiian.
Hawaiian. Show me the pineapple. Oh, popular?
I mean, it's on every menu.
It is, but it is not one of the top four answers, unfortunately. Three more answers remain. What is a popular pizza topping?
Is this on me?
Yes, ma'am.
Does cheese, regular just cheese, Let's count see. As a topping?
It is my favorite pizza. I've tried every pizza possible. The best one, good old-fashioned cheese. Show me cheese. Five? No, man. I've had every pizza. When you work at a pizzeria, sometimes you just want the normal one. Wrong answer, JFig. Cheese, not on the top four. Now, you got one incorrect answer remaining before Leroy has an opportunity to steal. And just a reminder, these points are worth triple. So, JFig, what is a popular pizza topping?
Sausage.
Sausage, if you're from New York. That's how you say it. That's how my mother would say it when she had her coffee. She had her coffee with some sausage. Very strange. Popular pizza topping, sausage, is the number three answer. JFig, you now are up to 130 points for this round alone. Two answers remaining. A popular pizza topping, pepperoni and sausage, already selected. The number two and number four answers available.
Hmm. that. Olives? I don't know.
Olives, not one of the top four answers, which means Leroy, up to you. Will you be able to steal two answers remaining on the top four? What is a popular pizza topping?
I can go olives, green peppers.
Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on. No.
Okay, exactly. That is wrong.
I'm giving my answer.
Okay. Yeah.
Green peppers.
Green peppers. Show me the peppers. Show me that they're green. What do you say when we hit the scene? Correct answer, Leroy Hardy gets the steal. The only remaining answer that you guys did not guess. Mushrooms.
Yep.
Pepperoni, mushrooms, sausage.
This and pizza sucks.
Green.
That's what I'm getting here.
Nobody sucks. Nobody gets Hawaiian pizza.
But it's on every menu, Leroy.
It is. No, it is not. On every menu. Man, you know, you got the no, people.
Literally every pizza place, you say Hawaiian, they're going to give you Hawaiian.
Very interesting. Now, tallying up the score after last round there, Leroy was able to pull off a miraculous comeback thus far. He is up to 160 points, trailing Jay Fig by only 100 points after one more round.
It's kind of impossible. Wow. Oh, it's two answers. Never mind.
Name something people do when they are bored. Whoa! I like Jay Fig with the drawbridge approach. You see how she opened up with that one? Leroy with the Eureka. That's what we call the Eureka.
Watch TV.
All right. Show me watch TV. Number one answer. Would you like to?
I'm playing.
Oh, he's playing. Why would he pass? Name something people, not necessarily you, Leroy. Name something people do when they are bored.
Read a book,
read a mother bleeping book. The number three answer.
Snooze fest.
Yeah, indeed. Two more answers you're left. Bored. Yeah, you're bored.
Exercise.
Okay, I've never been that bored. But let's see. Show me putting in the old Tybo tape. No. Strangely enough, America agrees with you.
When you're bored?
Yes.
I know some people eat.
Oh, yes. Eat out of boredom. I've been guilty of that as well.
I'm so guilty of that.
Yeah, sometimes you just open up the fridge. What am I here for? Don't even know, but I'll grab this. And unfortunately, not one of the top four answers. Jay Fig, get ready to steal. Leroy, one more opportunity. Something people do when they're bored.
Sleep.
Let's see. Show me taking a little slumber. Correct. One answer left, Leroy. Thus far on this round alone with the double points, you have accumulated 140 points, which would put you above Jay Fig. But if you get this wrong, Fig has an opportunity to steal, and all those points go to waste. Name something people do when they're bored.
Go to the movie.
Go to the movie. Show me your movies. The correct answer is not show me the movies. Jay Fig, opportunity to steal. Name something people do when they are bored. The number two answer is still available.
I want to say clean.
Oh.
What?
Wow.
Some people get bored and they start cleaning. That's actually me.
I get stressed. I stress clean. I don't know if I board clean. Let's see. Show me clean.
Incorrect. That's it. Time to reveal the remaining answer. Play video games. Something people do, especially now that that college football game is out. Definitely a bunch of people playing games when they're bored. So.
What kind of games, Marcos?
I don't know. Family Feud, potentially.
Dude, you know my other thing on Instagram to watch?
What's that?
People doing the VR, running in the walls.
Oh, yeah. That's always good. I don't trust those VRs, man. I'll never
trust. You know, the VR is like you're looking through the thing and you're doing stuff.
Yep.
And so they're fighting stuff. And then they'll just take off and run and forgetting they're in a room with a wall.
Wow. I'm currently watching these old people make out. This is some sort of soap opera on CBS right now. Old people.
Okay, that's weird.
Getting after it. All right, you guys ready? The score. This is crazy. I couldn't have drawn this up better if I wanted to.
I'm sure you did.
Score currently.
You did this purposely like you always do.
J-Fig trailing now as we go into the final round. 260 points for J-Fig. An even 300 for our boy Leroy Horde. This one for all the marbles. And we actually have the top six answers on the board. Lady, gentlemen, let's feud. Name an occupation that begins with the letter J. Ooh, Leroy, quick off the draw, Leroy.
Janitor.
Now, is that one of the top answers? Indeed, the top answer. Leroy, pass your plate. Remember, there's six responses this time.
This is actually kind of hard.
Yeah, whether or not you...
I'll pass.
Whoa! Leroy. That was a good move. Strategic, for sure. J-Fig. Occupation that begins with the letter J. What you got?
Jousting. I don't know.
Jousting.
A hobby.
Jousting. Show me ye old jousting. Incorrect.
Yeah.
Okay. Occupation begins with the letter J. You have five answers on the board here, Figgy. I just need one.
Keep your eyes on me.
Yeah, watch her. Watch her checking
the
chat.
You better not be looking at the chat.
She's checking the chat.
Look at me.
Okay.
She's checking the chat.
Oh, is this still my turn?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, being J-Fig.
Being J-Fig. Should be on there, if I'm not mistaken. Show me the figgy. Nah, that's not on there, unfortunately. Being J-Fig. Not on there. She has one more opportunity, Leroy. Be prepared to steal five answers left on the board.
Hey, right here.
Young Figgy.
Okay, is it my turn?
Occupation that begins with the letter J.
I see them little beady eyes going sideways.
Watch the little beadies.
Look at myself. I'm looking. Okay. Well, you know what they do call Tobin.
What are they
calling? Of many names. A journalist.
Journalist. Dang. That's pretty good.
That's a good one.
That is good. And it is.
After that, I'm all out. I have no idea.
The number five answer, journalist. There you go. Now we have four more answers left on the board. J-Fig, give me another occupation that begins with the letter J.
Journaling.
Geronimo.
I don't know.
All right. And in three, two.
Stop it. When you do that, it's just worse.
Two.
I don't know.
Out of time.
Here, Leroy. You're looking.
Be prepared to steal, Leroy. Ready? Keep those beaties up here, huh?
Judge.
Oof. Let's see. For all the marbles, show me. Judge! Leroy wins!
I'm going to go check the chat. I'm checking the chat.
Four.
I'm checking checking the chat.
Check the chat. Actually, I see Judge right there.
Jockey?
Mr. Negative.
You're looking at the chat.
Look at this guy. Deception. Fresh radio. Oh, wow. Leroy with the comeback victory down by 260 points. Gold, was that a little dance you just did right there? It seemed like a little, ooh. Hey,
you know what that was?
Yeah.
That was pulling the Miami Dolphins.
Ooh, flopping at the end there. A collapse.
Why are you coming after a team?
A letdown. What a comeback.
J-Fig, I learned a long time ago, what's done is done.
What's done is done. And it seems like Family Feud is done and Leroy victorious.
I won some.
Now when we come back, we will determine who is dead to us as we wrap up.
I'll tell you right now who's dead to me.
Oh, I think I have a good idea. Wow!
You're dead to me.
Welcome on into our favorite Friday game.
You're dead to me.
That's why we go around the room.
People don't like you because you didn't give the rest of the answers.
For which one? Oh, for the Jays. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Sorry, I was just trying to get the break. The answer was number 5 was you need to mind your own business. Number 4 was just get over it. Number 3 was, no, I exited out of the page, so now I have to go back to it. So people won't whine and complain. All right, the rest of them were, janitor was number 1, judge was number 2, jeweler number 3, jockey number 4, journalist number 5, and juggler number 6.
Juggler. Lame.
When was the last time you ran into a professional juggler?
Seriously. Update this list.
I know more J-Figs than I know jugglers, to be honest. But enough of that Family Feud shenanigans. Time now to quickly, as we prepare for Hawk and Crowder, go over our dead to me.
You're dead to me.
My first, or I'm going to go first. Mine is simple. Not sure if you guys were affected by this directly, but it seems like quite a bit of people were affected by this. Microsoft.
You're dead to me.
This outage this morning caused issues within the facilities here in El Portal. It has delayed flights all across the country. It has messed up the Olympics. It has messed up the improv. It canceled both of their shows tonight because flights were missed due to this disruption. Paris Olympics report they were disrupted by the global tech outage, but moving along as planned. This Microsoft
How
outage.
Convenient.
Yeah,
How
right. Convenient. And I've already checked to see if this was maybe a cyber attack of some sort, but no, it just seems to be a technical mishap, of course, sending all IT people across the country into a panic, of course. Luckily, things here were able to get repaired before I got in. But Microsoft, for affecting the entire world, delaying flights, ruining the Olympics potentially, and much, much more damage, you're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Bum.
Figgy?
Leroy was literally about to start.
I was gonna say,
let's not take this away from him.
You're not next. Leroy is next.
So I have a couple of interactions with people who have Android.
Oh.
And I wonder who.
I've had about enough of it.
What? Okay? What do you mean?
Because I'm tired of the little boxes. I'm tired of having to go into a special app so we can communicate in WhatsApp. Yeah. I can't just text you. Mm. I can't FaceTime you. I can't do nothing. My wife and my daughter have Samsung. They use that Android nonsense too. Guess what?
It's a good phone.
It sucks.
You know, it's iPhone's fault.
You can FaceTime them on WhatsApp, actually.
No, you can do everything on WhatsApp.
No, that's what I'm saying. I got to go to a different app to contact them because I can't use just hit FaceTime.
See, but it's not it's iPhone's fault. You know it's iPhone's fault, right? You know it's them that's doing this. They look at everything they've done. They removed their headphone jack. They make you buy attachments for all their laptops.
Don't you guys have the same problem?
This just happened, though. This just happened like a year ago. You guys did this a long time ago. You invented the rat tail.
Oh, kind of ahead of the curve.
No, not ahead of the curve. Not because now you guys copied our Type C. So how ahead of the curve really were you when I needed...
Apple could be dead to me, too. Stop changing your little... Stop changing your charging mechanisms.
Yeah, I like
got
it.
I got 17 wires that I can't use for none of my things. My old computer don't use... My new computer don't use my old computer wire. It's torture.
They all use Android chargers now. I want you to know that. But hey, you know what? We'll continue to be, you know, the victim, the scapegoat in all of this.
You're dead to me.
Android users are dead to me.
I'll think about you the next time you send a picture and
you're dead
the size
to me.
Of this on my phone.
It's the worst. J-Fig, who is dead to you?
People who waste my time.
You're dead to me.
What happened?
That's it. Do you really think that we have enough time for that?
All right. Fair enough.
There's people a lot of time wasters in J-Fig's life. That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
Exactly. Guess what? That's why crop happens.
Crop.
That's right. That's how I have scissors.
And then we have bam.
Crop.
J-Fig got crop.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us all week in Tobin's absence. Next week, he returns, kind of, from Indianapolis. I'm going to miss a couple days, but it's all right. Show Pony will be here. Take it out on him.
Do you work anymore?
Working. Overrated. Thank you for joining us. Hawk and Crowder coming up next.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
You're dead to me.
Welcome on into our favorite Friday game.
You're dead to me.
That's why we go around the room.
People don't like you because you didn't give the rest of the answers.
For which one? Oh, for the Jays. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Sorry, I was just trying to get the break. The answer was number 5 was you need to mind your own business. Number 4 was just get over it. Number 3 was exited out of the page, so now I have to go back to it. So people won't whine and complain. All right, the rest of them were janitor was number 1, judge was number 2, jeweler number 3, jockey number 4, journalist number 5, and juggler number 6.
Lame.
When was the last time you ran into a professional juggler?
Seriously. Update this list.
I know more J-Figs than I know jugglers, to be honest. But enough of that family feud shenanigans. Time now to quickly, as we prepare for Hawk and Crowder, go over our dead to me.
You're dead to me.
My first, or I'm going to go first. Mine is simple. Not sure if you guys were affected by this directly. But it seems like quite a bit of people were affected by this. Microsoft.
You're dead to me.
This outage this morning caused issues within the facilities here in El Portal. It has delayed flights all across the country. It has messed up the Olympics. It has messed up the improv. It canceled both of their shows tonight because flights were missed due to this disruption. Paris Olympics report they were disrupted by the global tech outage, but moving along as planned. This Microsoft
How
outage.
Convenient.
Yeah,
How
right. Convenient. And I've already checked to see if this was maybe a cyber attack of some sort, but no, it just seems to be a technical mishap, of course, sending all IT people across the country into a panic, of course. Luckily, things here were able to get repaired before I got in. But Microsoft, for affecting the entire world, delaying flights, ruining the Olympics potentially, and much, much more damage, you're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Bum.
Figgy?
Leroy was literally about to start saying
I was going
to
say, Figgy?
Let's not take this away from him.
You're not next. Leroy is next.
So I have a couple of interactions with people who have Android.
Oh.
I wonder who.
I've had about enough of it.
What? Okay? What do you mean?
Because I'm tired of the little boxes. I'm tired of having to go into a special app so we can communicate in WhatsApp. Yeah. I can't just text you. Mm. I can't FaceTime you. I can't do nothing. My wife and my daughter have Samsung. They use that Android nonsense too. Guess what?
It's a good phone.
It sucks.
You know, it's iPhone's fault that all this happened.
You can FaceTime them on WhatsApp, actually.
You can do everything on WhatsApp.
No, that's what I'm saying. I got to go to a different app to contact them because I can't use just hit FaceTime.
See, but it's not our, it's iPhone's fault. You know it's iPhone's fault, right? You know it's them that's doing this. They look at everything they've done. They removed their headphone jack. They make you buy attachments for all their laptops.
Don't you guys have the same problem?
This just happened, though. This just happened like a year ago. You guys did this a long time ago. You invented the rat tail.
Oh, kind of ahead of the curve.
No, not ahead of the curve. Not because now you guys copied our Type-C. So how ahead of the curve really were you when I needed...
Apple could be dead to me, too. Stop changing your little... Stop changing your charging mechanisms.
Yeah, I like
it. I got 17 wires that I can't use for none of my things. My old computer don't use... My new computer don't use my old computer wire. It's torture.
They all use Android chargers now. I want you to know that. But hey, you know what? We'll continue to be, you know, the victim, the scapegoat in all of this.
You're dead to me.
Android users are dead to me.
I think about you the next time you send a picture and
you're dead
the size
to me.
Of this on my phone.
It's the worst. J-Fig, who is dead to you?
People who waste my time.
You're dead to me.
What happened?
That's it. Do you really think that we have enough time for that?
All right. Fair enough.
There's people a lot of time wasters in J-Fig's life. That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
Guess what? That's why crop happens.
Crop.
That's right. That's why I have scissors.
In the hood, we have bam, bam.
Crop.
J-Fig got crop.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us all week in Tobin's absence. Next week, he returns, kind of, from Indianapolis. I'm going to miss a couple days, but it's all right. Show Pony will be here. Take it out on him.
Do you work anymore?
Working. Overrated. Thank you for joining us. Hawk and Crowder coming up next.
I see y'all when I see y'all.